welcome back to the Wrestling Revolution. You got Mark Becker. Always check out civicmedia.us for all the stuff from us and all of our other shows that we got. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So, yeah, hang out with us, share the show, like it, all those things. And such thanks to my friend Jeff Cabaservis for hanging out. You know, I met him when during my whole the first Donald Trump is a bad guy experience. And when I was speaking out, he invited me to come talk to a group that he put together called the Meeting of the Concerned. And it was like a Zoom meeting. And I thought it was just like telling people what, and it was the whole Ron Johnson thing of where he knew that Trump was lying and all of that. And I get into this Zoom meeting and it was like a who's who of former Republicans. Like there was people that were cabinet secretaries from the Bush administration and congressmen and senators. And I was like, holy freaking balls. Like, oh my God. I always try to be the dumbest person in the room, you know, because then you're going to learn something. And my God, I was absolutely, unquestionably the dumbest person in that Zoom room. It was just, it was ridiculous. But I love Jeff because even, you know, despite being so much dumber than him, he keeps me around and he's such a good friend. And it, to be able to hang out with us, I wish the show was 3 hours because the amount of information he could have given to us was so great. But that's a concern of where we are. And, you know, seeing the things that are happening in Iran is bad. But then seeing where the United States is on the world stage is even worse. You know, and Jeff talked about that, where our allies are pissed at us and our relationships are fracturing. And the real, the stability of the world order that has held together, you know, for the better part of 80 years is on a knife's edge, and that shouldn't make anyone feel good. And if there's one thing amongst so many things that Donald Trump is doing, taking the United States off of the pedestal of the most powerful country in the world is the most damaging thing that he could possibly do to the United States. And he's doing it. And, you know, people ask me about, you know, oh, well, you're Trump derangement syndrome and all this stuff. No, man, like he's ruining so much. And it's not just conjecture. It's not just, you know, a fake outrage. It's legitimate. Yeah. But what's not legitimate is what has happened in Wisconsin. And this week it was incredible to see, Chris Taylor defeat Maria Lazar, 60-40. And you see the shifts of counties going left, and you see people moderating and going, and not just going left, but going away from extremism and rejecting you know, the partisanship that has been polarizing the state for over 15 years. And it's great. That's awesome. But we're not done. You know, when Mike Holmgren, it's glorious, but we're not done yet. It's back in 1996 when, you know, they had their first Super Bowl in over 30 years. We're not done yet. We cannot be done yet. Like what we can take out of what happened this week is that's awesome. We can feel good about that. But we all need to know that a spring electorate is not the same thing as a November electorate. I remember seeing Scott Walker win in a recall election in spring and then seeing Tammy Baldwin win in the fall. Just like the violent swings that this state can have. And if Jeff Cabaservis was right, which, you know, he probably is, about how, you know, the Democrats have a popularity problem too, we got to figure that out. We have to figure that out. And we have to get back to a place where we can talk to one another and we can sit down and understand each other. And boy, I don't know, man. We've got to do that. We have to do that because we can feel really good about Chris Taylor winning and Maria Lazar losing. And here locally, we had a slate of candidates that were put up to, in local elections by the by Turning Point USA. And on the whole, most of them, almost all of them, lost, which is great. You know, and they outspent their opponents by thousands and thousands of dollars, and they lost. So what that tells me is people are paying attention. What that tells me is people understand more than I think what they are getting credit for, which is a good thing. Because if people understand and if people are paying attention, that means that they can see through kind of the BS messages that a lot of people are putting out. We have to stay on message, you know? Because all, you know, you say, oh, well, what happens in national politics doesn't trickle down to state, doesn't trickle down to local. Unfortunately, it all does. Because you could have someone running for local office who says, oh, well, and we do here in Green Bay. We have a lady who is a city alderwoman, and she was the leader of the Stop the Steal protest in Green Bay. And so it's like this, I hate to say it, but it is connected. And so we have to really understand values of reality, of working together, of not being so darn partisan. And we have to stick together. Y'all, this is fun. I appreciate you sticking together. We got some work to do, okay? We can feel good about this, but hey, the job is not done. Signing off, Mark Becker from the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Ready Network. We will see you next week. Peace.